Welcome to Amazing Business Radio with best-selling author and customer service and business expert, Shep Hyken. Shep will talk with some of the smartest thinkers in business to help make you more successful in your professional and personal life. This is Amazing Business Radio with Shep Hyken.
Hello, everybody. Shep Hyken here. Welcome back to another episode of Amazing Business Radio. Before we go any further, I want to thank this month's sponsor, MindBreeze. With MindBreeze Inspire, customer service representatives can easily and quickly search for and find the answers they're looking for to help resolve customer issues or inquiries. All right, let's get into it. Now, before we start the interview, some announcements. If you've listened to the show before, you know what they are. If you have a story of amazing customer service or you have a question, you can reach out to me on any of the social media channels. I'm just about everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, you name it, I'm there. And if it's a question, use the hashtag AskShep. I'll answer the questions right there in my newsletter, the Shepherd Letter, perhaps on this podcast or on my TV show, which is Be Amazing or Go Home. And that can be found on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Prime, C-Suite TV, and even on YouTube. You can go to beamazing.tv and you can watch just about all of the episodes. We have great information and segments, amazing guests, lots of ideas. You're going to love the show. All right, let's get into our amazing interview. Daniel Fallman, as I mentioned, founded MindBreeze in 2005 at the age of 23. He is a genius. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and thank you again for your sponsorship of our work here. We really appreciate it. What I'd like to do is, in your words, you founded MindBreeze. Let's tell everybody in a couple of sentences what MindBreeze is. What do they do?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we found out that organizations have tons of information scattered around, and we thought about 20 years almost ago, we said, hey, let's help those organizations to leverage the knowledge they have internally to not only improve, but really transform their business processes with efficient knowledge management. And that's exactly what we do. We always say we are illuminating information for largest organizations as MindBreeze. And that's really what we do.
Okay. You say you eliminate information?
Yes.
So you get rid of the clutter?
Yes, we are trying to really illuminate the facts that people need for their day-to-day business. And that's tons of different functional areas inside of industries, right? And organizations. And that's really what we as MindBreeze want to support best.
Yep. So how do you feel this impacts the customer experience?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as MindBreeze, I think we have seen over the years, really, that the key problem often is the lack of information on a specific customer, on a specific product, on a specific part. And that's really a key issue in almost all the different industries. And for us, Shep, the most frustrating part of that all is that the information that is often not known at the point when you need it in the background, of course, exists. So, but with large enterprises, the thing is that the data is really scattered across many disparate systems and platforms. And the thing we all feel, right, is this... customers today have the "hey, I need it now" approach that is widely present because they don't have time as well, and that's
right.
The reason why they need to understand the information that is available in the background, why they need to have this at the fingertip, and also understand the context of a customer in its whole, right? And without that understanding, almost every business today is at risk losing important customers to competitors, honestly. And that's
right.
Really what we as MindBreeze see and drive. This is this one-stop shop that gives companies this holistic view on a customer and their issues with, you know, an easy answer to kind of eliminate the stressful search inside of disparate systems and by the different service reps. I mean, that's really, I think, to at the key, that's really key to what we as Mindbreeze also see and do for customers. And this, of course, also then, if you do that right, yeah, and you know that, of course, yeah, if you do that mm-hmm. right as a customer, yeah, it really helps you and the company to focus not on the funnel anymore, but more on a flywheel, right? And it's really on a successful engagement with customers and on this prominent aspect that every successful business needs, right?
Right. Now, I don't know about the funnel versus flywheel analogy, but what I do think I understand from you, and I get it. If I'm a customer and I call you, and we're talking about talking to an agent, we need to equip our agents with all of the information, not just about knowledge related to the product of whatever it is that that company sells, but also knowledge of the customer. We want to bring it all together. That's what Mindbreeze does. Now, for the customer, and now we're going to get into really the discussion about customer experience. For the customer, if I call up, I want you to know who I am. I call this in my new book. By the way, I love your accent because my new book is titled, I'll Be Back. Okay, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Yeah. And the reason you're laughing, Danielle, I just want to hear you say, I'll Be Back.
Yeah, I'll Be Back. But that was...
He said it. He sounded just like the Terminator.
That should have been my last statement, honestly.
But in the book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. And by the way, when I started the book, writing it, the first few paragraphs, I didn't even think about the Terminator. By paragraph number 3 or 4, I'm going, wait a minute, who made this line famous? And then it started to take on, I incorporated a little bit. But there's a chapter called The Cheers Effect. Mm-hmm. And it's actually not called The Cheers Effect. It's the chapter's called Where Everybody Knows Your Name, Personalization. And I talk about The Cheers Effect, which is a TV show here in the U.S. that was in the 1980s. You may or may not know about it. But the theme song was, you know, you want to go to a place where everybody knows your name, with the idea that when you walk into the bar, hey, Shep, hey, Daniel. But when it comes to business and the customer calls the agent needs to say, hey, Daniel, welcome back, or nice to talk to you again. I see you called here 3 weeks ago to talk about this. I see that you've been a customer of ours for 4 years, and this is the product that you've bought. What can I help you with? This is the kind of thing that we're talking about. Is that right, Daniel?
Absolutely. That's really at the center of what we do and what we see at customers. And that's really key to the holistic views, knowing what you know as an organization about a customer, about a partner, about an issue in a holistic view, really at one point, right? That's key.
Yeah. So the customer feels connected immediately. Yes. And we call the customer service department is who you're talking to, the customer service professional. And I believe that they should be called anything but customer service. They're definitely support, but they're customer retention, their revenue generation if done the right way. So let's talk a little bit about that. How do you see the true role of a customer support agent? Do you agree with that? That they're not just there to respond, they're there to nurture a relationship. And I think your tool helps them do that.
Yeah, right. I think that's really what it is. And I think, you know, that there is always this, what we say is that the ease of the customer service team's job, right, is kind of a great indication of the customer satisfaction levels. Yeah. So arming them with technology to see the full picture of the customer's data and experience, yeah, that's really the best tool you can give them. Why? Because it helps you not only to answer questions easier, faster, and consistent, it also is eliminating standard questions with case deflection for best customer experiences also, and helps you to really prevent ticket escalations. Yeah. So arming them with the right tools is definitely crucial for the success. And
yeah, and you said something really important. I believe many companies put a technology in place because they say, oh, this will be better for the customer experience. But what they don't think about is the internal experience. And you just said, we need to make it easier for the people working internally, the, you know, customer service agents or anybody who is having interactions with the customer. And the easier you make it for them, it's just going to permeate out to the ease and experience that the customer has.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what we see. And we also think, you know, that the right technology can allow companies to anticipate issues and concerns with their customers that will be coming to them, right? And having these having such a tool like we do as Mindbreeze can really give the customers exactly what they need when they need it, either via case deflection, also by reaching out to the agent, or to the experts. You know, it also helps you to distill inside of your organization who is an expert in what if you have non-trivial cases or non-trivial questions. Yeah. So it guides you as an agent the whole way through, which is an outstanding thing from our point of view, because it reflects, as you said, back to the customer again.
Right. And one of the things we preach is that knowledge is really important. And there's two areas that all customer service agents, actually, I'm going to give three areas. I'm going to bump it to a third area. But one is knowledge of the customer. And when we can understand who they are, what they've done in the past, we can create that connection. Number two, knowledge of the product. But if you don't have knowledge specifically of a product, as you say, Daniel, you need to know who to go to get that information, right? Who they can be turned over to, or who you can go and ask questions and then come back. And so that's extremely powerful as well. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, you mentioned something about anticipation just a moment ago. You used that word, anticipate what the customer needs. I'm going to anticipate that we're going to talk about that and about what I call proactive customer support, which I think is very important. When you have the right information, you can often find out or actually help a customer before they even know they need the help. This is Amazing Business Radio. We are talking with Daniel Fahlman, who is the CEO and founder of Mindbreeze. We will be right back. When interacting with a customer, customer service professionals require background and context on the customer's history with the business, but too often they do not know where or how to access that information. Well, the solution is simple. Organizations must arm their customer service teams with technology that can help make their jobs easier and ultimately offer better customer service, which, of course, also benefits the brand. With Mindbreeze Inspire, customer service representatives can easily and quickly search for and find the answers they're looking for to help resolve customers' issues or their inquiries. Mindbreeze is a leading enterprise search and information insight provider offering efficient knowledge management for large enterprises. Check them out at inspire.mindbreeze.com. That's inspire.mindbreeze.com.
Listening to Amazing Business Radio with best-selling author and customer service and business expert, Shep Hyken.
We're back on Amazing Business Radio talking with Daniel Fahlman of Mindbreeze. And you just heard about Mindbreeze at the break. Well, let's talk about this word anticipation, because to me, when you can anticipate what a customer is going to need, what they're going to want, it's an opportunity to be proactive. And customers love when the company reaches out and says, hey, there's an opportunity, or there's something we fixed for you that you didn't even know was broken, or, you know, we're going to get to a point ahead of a problem that we're going to have. Let's talk about that. And how does the concept of pulling all this data together and all this information and knowing all about the customer, which is what Mindbreeze does, how does that fall into the anticipatory experience?
Yeah, that's a, I think, a very important topic, Shep. So information at largest organization does not only come from silos, right? It also comes from user behavior. What are they looking for in your website? What are they searching for? Are they calling in for something? Are they watching videos? Are they attending webinars? We call those things signals. Yeah. And efficient information insights, also incorporating those signals of, you know, who does MindBreeze identify needs which information most often or right now, is really critical to be to have a kind of a best in class engagement, if you want to call it like that, through really well informed conversations and also immediately bringing in problem solving. Because if you understand, if you can predict what the customer's problem is or might be because of the action he takes, you can also come up with implicit problem solving mechanisms, and ideally not only come up with knowledge based articles, but also come up with automatic routines that make sure that the problem does not even occur, because you eliminate in the process that something like that can be a problem, right?
And I love this.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that this is kind of the future that we as MindBreeze see of dealing with customers and engaging with customers. And that was also this notion of the flywheel I mentioned, because typically, you know, in this area, you know about the funnel, right? You know about the front end where
tickets up at the top and they come down
and they drop down. But in reality, with subscriptions, with streaming media, with permanent customer engagements, you find out that it's not a funnel anymore. It's really a flywheel. Once you have engaged with the customer, yeah, there comes up a new situation where you have to engage again and engage again. And you find out that it's a permanent engagement. It's not this one shot, let's fix the problem and find a solution for a ticket. It's really how can you engage permanently with a customer to also be proactive in the sense of avoiding conflicts, avoiding escalations, avoiding problems by being proactive. And for being proactive, having AI analyzing patterns is extremely powerful, because the best thing you can do today in enterprises with AI is using it to understand patterns, complex patterns that are there again and again. But up to now, because you missed this distilling information from the various silos, various signals, you were not able to do it. Now it's I wouldn't say easy, but it's absolutely feasible to implement.
Right, the capability is there.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So here is what I'm hearing, and you've opened my eyes up to something brand new. This is probably going to find its way into an article at some point in the very near future. When I've talked about how artificial intelligence can help an agent create a better experience for the customer, usually it's the customer is interacting with the chatbot, and the chatbot is, you know, responding to whatever the customer's typing in. But sometimes in some companies, the AI is very, I guess, high level. And instead of helping the customer, it helps the agent. So what it does is when the agent hears the question from the customer, AI interprets that question and by, you know, hearing it, you know, auditorily, even though it's a machine. Yes. Also, the agent can type in the question the way it needs to be typed in. And this is what happens. The AI then not only gives the right answer, it gives the right answer for that particular customer, because it will tell the agent, this customer is just like 2,000 other customers. Absolutely. They have the exact same question. Yeah. They have the exact same, to use your word, pattern. That word pattern is great, because we know what they've done. So now we can anticipate what the next question they're going to ask before they even know, because they're just like thousands of other customers. But what you're opening my eyes to is that, why do we have to wait for the customer to call the agent? Why can't the machine, I call it the machine, the computer, the AI, look for patterns from customers who aren't even calling in? We can see, hey, they're on our site. They're looking at this.
Right.
They just downloaded this video tutorial. Okay, something's going on. And then you can say, this is the same actual behavior of 1,000 other customers. We anticipate if we don't call them first, they're going to call us frustrated.
Yeah.
So let's be proactive.
Right. And you know that the term for it is also actionable insight and actionable information. And that's what it all goes back to. And I think that's a very powerful paradigm. And once you have that implemented, we as Mindbrace, we see then, you know, that our customers are not afraid of a ticket anymore or an inquiry anymore, because they, in reality, with every inquiry, they learn, they train the models, they help future customers avoid those issues proactively. So in reality, you should be happy that your customers reach out to you and ask questions,
right?
Because with those questions, your organization gets better and your service quality gets better and better over time. And that quite fast, and even with AI in place, auto learning. So it learns automatically. Yeah? And I think that that's a very powerful paradigm shift in what we see in a large scale now going on worldwide.
Yep. All right. You said something in the first half of our interview, and I want to get back to a word. It's it's two words: holistic view.
Right.
And I want to better understand. I know we don't have a ton of time left, but just take a few minutes to share your concept on what that holistic view of the customer is about and why this is so important.
Yeah, you know, holistic view of a customer is about capturing information that is scattered around in the enterprise in disparate sources and departments, but bringing it together in a mashup, where you have all the information in one screen. So you do not only know information like master data about the customer, you also know their contract stages. So which contracts, which agreements do they have in place? Which purchase orders did you get from them? Which inquiries on a customer support desk do you have from them? Which version of your product are they running? What are they doing? Which use cases do they do with your product? What's the key account management saying about that customer? And what is the term of that customer? So, you know, when does it renew? When is a milestone coming up? So you kind of bring together the information that is in multiple sources that would be in Salesforce, in ServiceNow, just to name a few very large ones like Microsoft, SharePoint Online, right? You have it spread around, and we help you to bring it back together. And why do we help you to bring it back together? Because those holistic views can really help teams to identify trends, identify experts, generate real actionable insight to answering customer-specific questions, right? And overall, this leads to the smooth customer service process all wrapped
right
in customers' dream of, yeah? And that's really key down to this concept of holistic views, yeah, as we see it, yeah, in the market.
Yeah, so I'm going to summarize this by saying, we're taking all of this information, pulling it together. Essentially, we're making the complicated simple for this agent who's interacting with the customer to deliver the best experience.
That's right.
So we have one, we have about a minute or so left. And what I want to do is end with my final question, which is the same in every interview. I want that one little extra nugget that you can share with us. Is there some one idea, one thought, one strategy, one tactic, one simple thing that you can share with us that you say our listeners have to know? What would that be, Daniel?
I think I can summarize it honestly, and I think that we as Mindbrace see that there's truly so much power in giving your team easy access to all of the data available. Yeah. That this is the most critical thing to have in your enterprise. Yeah. And I think that efficient information insight really allows best in class engagement. And that's what we are all up to.
Right. That's what it is. So pull it all together. Don't let the salespeople be privy to only certain information about the customer, because when the customer calls in, they don't care if they're talking to a salesperson, a support person, somebody in accounting. All they care about is that you know who they are and what they need. Perfect. Yes?
Thanks, Chip. And I'll.
All right. All right. I guess I got it right. Well, thank you, Daniel, for being on the show. You are awesome. This is why we call it Amazing Business Radio. We appreciate you sponsoring our show and sponsoring all of our work. Thank you for that. And this is why we call it Amazing Business Radio. Lots of information from people all over the world. People who are very, very smart. People with great accents. People who do a perfect imitation of Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. One more time. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'll be back, Shep.
I love that. All right, everybody. And we will be back next week with another episode. So until then, this is Shep Hyken reminding you to always be amazing.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.